It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. It's made possible in part by Homestead Mills. This morning, we are in Grand Rapids with Tony
Pierce.
Tony, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. So you're at work already?
I'm at work already, yes.
Does that mean you've had your breakfast?
I have had my breakfast.
Okay, what was it?
I had a bagel with peanut butter and jelly.
Was it toasted?
No, I'm not a fan of the toasted. I like it soft.
Oh, you like it soft. Okay.
And what kind of bagel?
It was a whole wheat bagel.
Okay.
And usually I'm a big fan of the homemade sliced bread, but that wasn't an option this morning, so I went with the bagel.
Is that homemade sliced bread not an option because of you, or does your wife make it?
She makes it, and there wasn't any made, so then I go to plan B.
Okay, it doesn't sound like you're complaining about that, though.
No, it was, I'm easy to please when it comes to breakfast. It's pretty simple.
Okay, so let's talk about this peanut butter choice. What's your favorite, or what'd you have?
Well, I had the the big, I'm working out of a big vat of the, like a 4-pound thing of just the creamy peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
But that too, the preferred choice is the natural peanut butter. I really enjoy that. But I ran out one morning and I just grabbed whatever was available, and my wife had this big jar that she uses for cooking. And since it was so large, I've been stuck with it for a while here. So
the peanut butter she uses for cooking? I'm a little bit confused here. Okay.
For baking.
Just like a baking, just a big jar of creamy peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the, I like the natural peanut butter. It just seems to have a little more flavor, and I like the consistency of it a little more.
Although this stuff is sweeter, isn't it?
It is sweeter, yes. It is when you go back to it or whatever. It's a kind of, it's definitely a change, but I lather it up with a healthy dose of jelly, and it's all good.
4-pound bucket of peanut butter. That's large.
That is pretty big.
Jelly, you have multiple choices, or do you just have a limited choice of jellies?
Well, I have multiple choices. My wife makes up quite a few homemade batches.
So,
today was raspberry.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
No, it's pretty good.
What other flavors are in there?
Well, we've got we have crab apple trees, so there's a lot of crab apple jellies, crab apple butter. She does like a spiced crab apple. And when we, last year, she did quite a few pear butter, which was phenomenal. I could have just eaten that with a spoon straight out of the jar.
Huh.
Wow. So it's peanut butter jelly. Do you put butter on there as well?
No.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that was a definite no.
I know.
That was in your face.
Well, you know,
no.
It's actually, I don't mind it that much, but it just isn't, I don't go out of my way to find some butter to put on.
Yeah, it just kind of softens it up. I was just wondering about bagels. I mean, when you buy bread, you get a loaf of bread and you leave it in a drawer until it rots if you don't use it. How many bagels do you go out and buy to have on hand for like a week or whatever?
I usually just grab a few packs.
Okay.
Because, there's only like 5 or 6 in a pack, so.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Beverage?
I have some coffee in front of me. I usually just coffee and water in the morning. No juice or milk or anything like that.
Right.
Now you have a coffee in front of you, but what did you have with your bagel? Water or coffee?
Well, I just had my bagel about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, Tony, Abby, your wife, she sounds like kind of a Wonder Woman with all these things she's making.
Yeah, she is.
You better say that.
Yeah, I know. I just scored some bonus points right there.
And you have a new member of your family, I hear.
Yes, we have a little baby girl named Alana. She's about 4 months old.
Oh, my gosh. So what's going on at 4 months old?
Well, she is, discovering the hand, and she's just starting to giggle. And, she's been rolling over now. And she's, just becoming more alert, more awake. The personality is starting to come out a little bit. It's good times.
Is she asleep?
Well, she didn't last night very well. but it's She does pretty good. She does pretty good.
Alana. So what's her middle name?
Imelda.
Alana Imelda?
Yep. That's a family name.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not a lot of Imeldas out there.
How do you spell it?
I-M-E-L-D-A.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting name. So you're at work. Where's work?
I teach at the middle school.
Oh, my goodness. What grade?
I teach 8th grade, special education.
Oh, okay. How long have you been doing that?
This is my 7th year, but it's my 2nd year in Grand Rapids. We moved here last year.
From?
We were living in Alaska before.
Oh, where in Alaska?
A little town called Dillingham.
Oh, I've heard of that.
You heard of that?
Yeah. What's it like there?
It's on the it's right on Bristol Bay. It's just a little. It's actually big for that area, but it's one of those towns that you can only reach by plane. There's no roads in or out of it. About 2,500 people.
Wow. How did you guys handle that?
We loved it. Oh, it was great.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a good experience.
So why are you here then?
Because we had the little ones and we wanted to get closer to the family.
Oh, you got family around here, kind of?
Well, semi-close. They're in South Dakota.
Well, that's closer than Alaska. I mean,
you're closer than Alaska. Yeah. That's what we thought.
All right.
So is Alana your first?
No, we have a son who's about 2 and a half, and his name is Becker.
Oh, we got to ask his middle name now.
His middle name is Rowan.
Becker Rowan.
R-O-W-A-N?
R-O-H-A-N.
Huh.
Is that another family name?
That's a family name. And then his first name, Becker, is my wife's maiden name.
Oh, okay. All right. Gosh.
And Rowan is a family name as well.
Becker's a good first name.
It is.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
How's he handling his new sister?
Oh, he loves her. He's all about being the big brother.
Really? Do you have any pets around the house?
We do. We have 2 dogs.
And how are they doing with the youngster?
No, they're doing pretty good. They're probably a little disappointed on the shift in attention. They don't quite get as much these days, but they do very well around them.
What kind of dogs are they? And are they house dogs or outside? Or
well, they're outside most of the time. We let them into the house, but they're what kind they are is kind of a mystery. We picked them up when we were in Alaska, so they're just kind of a cross of whatever dogs were around the town. We got them at the shelter there when they were, so they're kind of a mystery.
Bill, can you describe what are they? Big dogs or like
they're big dogs, like 80-pound dogs.
Oh yeah,
German. They're the closest. You know, the German Shepherd mix would be the best way to describe them.
Okay. Hey, where's home for you? Where were you raised?
I was raised in a town called Yankton, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Southeast South Dakota, right on the South Dakota-Nebraska border.
Sounds good. What does Abby do?
She stays home with our kids, but she is a social worker.
Okay. That's great. That's a full-time job being home with the kids.
It is. It is.
No, when you get home sometimes, maybe it hasn't been so good with Becker and Alma. Does she like tag off with you and just hit the road?
No, you know, she's pretty good about it. Although I'm sure she'd like to to do that. But she does a pretty good job with them. So it's pretty good when I get home.
Do you have an iPod?
Do I have an iPod?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have an iPod.
What's on your iPod?
Oh, I have a little bit of everything. Some Iron and Wine, some Calexico, Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh, yeah.
Familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah, I hear some of that on the station.
So what made you become a member of KXC? And how often do you listen to it?
We became a member. We started listening to it. The town we were in Alaska only had 1 radio station, and it was public radio. So we kind of got hooked on NPR and all that good stuff. So when we came here, we found that, and we've just kind of been listening to it ever since. And then we, you know, heard the membership drives, and we're like, oh, we need to become members. And we kind of put it off for a year, and then we finally decided we should probably call in and put down some money.
That's great.
Yeah, we really appreciate, I mean, every member that we have, but someone like you guys who are new to the community and you realize, you know, you want to be a part of the community and support a station being here, because it's not that often that it happens that you have a station like KAXE in a area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a great connection, especially, you know, moving in and just kind of it's, you know, kind of getting your feelers for the area. It's great.
Sure. Well, we can't thank you enough. Now, listen, Homestead Mills is a sponsor of What's for Breakfast, and you get your choice now, delivered to your home, a bag of wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal.
Wow. You know, I'm going to have to go with those pancakes.
Yeah, that's a good choice. So the pancakes will be in the mail soon.
Oh, great. That's easy.
Yeah.
When do you see your first students, Tony?
They'll start pouring in here around 8 o'clock.
Okay, well, good.
So we cut that just about right.
All right, sounds good. Have a great day. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, you guys too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's Tony Pierce. He and his wife, Abby, are members of KEXE and our guests this morning on What's for Breakfast.